Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Indiana's four-game winning streak in the Big Ten came to a halt last night in Lincoln, Nebraska, as the Hoosiers dropped a tough one to host Nebraska 66-57. Indiana falls to 9-8 in league play with one more game left to go. The Hoosiers had a pretty solid performance against Iowa on Saturday, but they couldn't back up that effort against a pesky Nebraska team on Tuesday night. The Hoosiers reverted to the Hoosiers of old, 19 turnovers. That's the most they've had since opening night against the Indiana State Sycamores. We thought that problem had gone away. Indiana shot it great last night on the road, 45%. But the turnovers and the three-point shooting, a couple of hiccups, a couple of old friends returning. Indiana just 3 of 14 from the three-point line. The bench had given him so much recently, did again last night, but did so in just one format. That was the Justin Smith format. He had 16 points and 8 rebounds in 25 minutes. If you remember on Saturday, Smith had 15 points off the bench in a victory against Iowa. He was joined on 16 points by Robert Johnson. He shot 6 of 13, knocked down 2 of 5 threes. Juwan Morgan also had 13 points and 9 rebounds. Other than that, no Indiana player scored more than 4 points. A dominating duo in the backcourt that combined for 47 against Iowa on Saturday. Devontae Green and Robert Johnson combined for 20 at Nebraska. It's hard to win on the road. That's why Indiana was excited about their performance Saturday, not so much last night. So what's left? Pretty simple. One game only in the regular season, and it's senior night at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall. The Ohio State Buckeyes in town, 8 o'clock on Friday night. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go!
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Senior guard Tyra Buss has done plenty of things in her Indiana basketball career, including setting the all-time scoring record. She did that earlier this season. She also has the all-time free throw record. She also has the all-time steals, and she's just about to take the all-time assist record. Should we be surprised at anything she does anymore? She gave the fans at the Simon Scott Assembly Hall a fantastic send-off last Saturday as she scored 37 points to help her team beat Nebraska 83-75 on senior night and to keep a 7-game winning streak alive. The Hoosiers, the entire team played great, but Tyra Buss, 36 more in Minnesota to beat the Gophers 82-70 in Big Ten play last night. It's Indiana's first win in Minnesota since 2011. Terry Morin's Hoosiers' Big Ten winning streak is now 8 games. That's the longest since 1982-1983. Buss scored 13 of the Hoosiers' final 17 points. She knocked down 7 of 14 three-pointers, hit 9 of 10 free throws, dished out 7 assists, and racked up 5 more rebounds in 36 minutes. Freshman Ben Duyaney had a double-double with 11 points and 10 rebounds. Kim Royster almost had a double-double. She had 10 points and 9 rebounds. And the ever-present other senior, Amanda Cahill, 10 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. Indiana made their last 5 shots and held Minnesota just 1 of 8 from the field in the final minutes. 8 in a row in league play. 9-6 now is their record in the Big Ten. Indiana wraps up the regular season at Iowa on Saturday at noon, and then it's off to Bankers Life Fieldhouse next week for the Big Ten Women's Basketball Tournament. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.